This is the story of you, the story that has shaped your day or maybe your entire life, where your story becomes our story, because without you, there is no me, and no me without you. Tune in each week as we share stories of life, yours and mine. Each episode will feature a special guest who shares with us their own truth. Join us as we uncover just how unique and similar we all are. This is the story of you and of me. I'm Donna Politis, your host. Welcome to My Spoken Truth. Welcome, Dimitri, to My Spoken Truth. It's wonderful to have you here. We are sitting in Thessaloniki, Greece, and my friend Dimitri is an accomplished life coach. I am so thrilled for him to share his story with you because it definitely helped me progress in the last year in my life since I've met you and since I've read your book. And your book is about to come out in published form in about a month, so you're going to tell us about that. And I want to hear about your life story. I want to hear about what made everything click at some point when you just knew, some spirit moved through you and you just knew that this was the next stage of your life. We're going to dive in really deep and we're going to see what you can offer us, Dimitri, to get past our obstacles and how can we jump onto the next stage of our life with your help and the help of your book and whoever is in a city where you're going to be presenting workshops, they can catch you live as well. Let's hear from Dimitri. Welcome.
Hi, Donna. It's so nice to be here with you today. It's my first time, actually, that I have an interview in English, but it's nice. It's a challenge for me.
When I met you, one of the first things that really spoke to me about your presence was exactly that, your presence in the moment, your ability to engage and connect with people. Has that always been something available to you?
No, I wasn't like this some years before. This is actually something that I worked for it, to earn it.
So you think through practice we can be able to get closer in touch with ourselves, our voice, and therefore connect closer to other people?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
And the other thing that struck me was how open you are and were that first day that I met you at the university. You were very open with your story and your personal challenges, your triumphs, and you had a genuine voice come through that many people are perhaps afraid to express. They're afraid to be vulnerable. What do you have to tell us about that?
All the steps I did in my past helped me to be right here, right now. Okay, where I am here now, in this position, and I'm very proud of my ex-self and all the things I did and passed in the latest past in my life. So I'm not ashamed, okay, to express my experiences and for that difficult situation that I was before 5 years.
Can you describe what was the moment that changed everything for you? What was that, perhaps we call it the rock bottom, when you hit the absolute worst? Feel free to leave out details, to put in details, whatever you feel comfortable with, but can you identify that moment and maybe the feeling that allowed you to sink in with that moment? And then I really want to know, how did you start to get out of that?
It wasn't one moment, okay? There were some moments in the last 5 years that each moment was very, how do I say it, very valuable, okay, in my life. One of the moments that made the click, okay, changed my mind, was when I was in Thessaloniki, and after an argument that I had and with an ex relationship that I had, I was very close from where we are here, and I thought that I will have a panic crisis, but it wasn't a panic crisis. I felt all my body to pain a lot. Okay, I had a very hard pain, and I closed my eyes, and I thought that this is the last moment in my life. Okay, I thought that I will die. But when I wake up from that situation, it's very difficult to, even in Greek, to express how I was feeling at that moment. I realized all that anger that I had in myself, and it was to myself. It was to myself because I give up my dreams, and I was always complaining about what's happening in my life, and I didn't do anything about it. So I felt all this energy inside me, and I said, this must stop here, okay? And I must do a new beginning in my life. And after this, I throw up all the excuses that I was saying to myself all the time. And with small steps, every day, one step, every day, one step, I did huge steps in after 1 year, 2 years.
So, Dimitri, 5 years later, you are teaching at the Aegean University in Thessaloniki. You are doing workshops all around Greece and soon to be worldwide. You're releasing a book in a month that will be an international bestseller. We've already claimed it, folks, so get your copy in advance. You do private personal sessions with your coaching clients. You do group workshops. What don't you do? So you're doing all of that 5 years later. What touches my heart from your story previously, and what's still running through my skin as goosebumps, is how does somebody go from recognizing all of their vulnerabilities, their weaknesses, to creating a life that is so full, that is so purpose-driven?
There's one secret.
We get to learn the secret.
It's two words. It's personal development. I invest to my personal development. All the money from all the jobs that I did, and believe me, I did many jobs, okay, just to save money and go to trainings abroad. Every penny I invest to myself, it came back to me. This is the secret. So first I changed the way I was thinking, and my new way of thinking, okay, made the change in my life.
So there is a little bit of work involved. It's not like I just snap my fingers and all of a sudden I've developed into this enlightened being.
It's a daily job with yourself.
Of course. But wouldn't you say that progress in between, those stepping stones in between the being down and out of luck to having, I don't necessarily like to use the word success because success really never ends. We can keep going forever.
Yes.
But you have reached a wonderful, wholesome place in your life where you're achieving your dreams. And wouldn't you say that in between is actually maybe the most beautiful part of the journey, because that's where you learn about yourself. That's where you try, you fall, you get back up again. And perhaps you even uncover parts of yourself that you never knew existed.
Yes, this is real. And what I simply did is that I read many books, many biographies, and I saw that all the people that did something huge in their lives did the same steps. So I just copied the steps, okay, and I focused on these steps. It was a daily job that, as I said to you, and I made the same steps that all these people made before me, and they had huge results. So in 2 years, I had also huge results in my life.
But somebody didn't just hand you a manual, steps 1 through 20, and to follow this. However, your book does give us a manual with steps that you used to get through this 2 year period and achieve a great deal of personal success. Let's use that term. But one thing that I like about your book, I think in the foreword before you start describing these action steps, is that you do explain that those steps worked for you. They may or may not necessarily work for me in the order that you've done them, and or maybe a few of them work for me, more work for my neighbor, less work for the other person, but everyone is going to get something out of these action steps that you give us. And if there's anything that is so valuable about your book, is that we're not just reading your biography and everything that you've been through to get inspired, then we actually have a concrete plan that we can follow.
Yes, I express all the steps that I did, and of course this is not a success formula, as you said before. It's not for everybody, but everybody will find something. One step or two steps, maybe it's for him. So if he will follow the steps, he will have huge results. The title of the book is Escape of the Cave. And the cave, I was inspired from an allegory of Socrates, which is the cave. And everybody can Google it and find the allegory of the cave that Platon, which was the student of Socrates, wrote down. And this cave is the cave of beliefs. So I was inspired from this allegory, and this is the reason I made this title, Escape of the Cave, Escape of all these beliefs that I had in my mind and limited my my power and my results in life.
These beliefs that you talk about, these limiting beliefs, would you say they're almost like an illusion in our lives? Do they really actually exist, or do we create them ourselves?
Of course not. They don't exist. It's in our minds. Okay, from the moment that we were born, our parents say things or do things, and that we believe it's true. Okay, and so as you know, everybody has a different truth. It's this comes from our beliefs, our inside world, that it's full of beliefs, and so the outside world is the same world. If you believe something, you will find it outside. So if you want to change something outside, you must change it inside, and you must begin from your beliefs first.
Much like the law of attraction, which we have heard a lot about in the last decade or two,